From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Bush is celebrating with NATO's newest members. He says the alliance should stay open to all former Soviet states. He spoke today in Croatia just before leaving for the Russian resort Sochi on the Black Sea. He'll meet President Vladimir Putin there. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Thousands of Croatians packed Zagreb's St. Mark Square, where President Bush welcomed them into NATO.
Henceforth, should any danger threaten your people, America and the NATO alliance will stand with you, and no one will be able to take your freedom away.
Albania also got an invitation to NATO this week. President Bush said he regrets Macedonia didn't get in quite yet because of a dispute with Greece over the name. He used his speech to call for further enlargement despite tensions with Russia over the issue. That's one of the many troubles complicating relations as the president heads into what he says will be a heart-to-heart discussion with the outgoing Russian President Vladimir Putin. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Zagreb.
The opposition party in Zimbabwe is trying to get the country's highest court to force the government to release the results of last week's national election. A spokesman for the opposition says armed police have now prevented them from entering the high court building to file the complaint. Independent monitors say the opposition won the vote in Zimbabwe, but not by enough to avoid a runoff election. The opposition says it did win. There's worry Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe could use violence to stay in power. Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has halted government security raids on Shiite militants. He has accepted demands by cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, whose fighters had battled Iraqi government security troops. Maliki's decision to halt the raids is a reversal. Just Thursday, he'd vowed to undo a crackdown against militants. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton has released her tax returns. Her rival for the nomination, Barack Obama, has already done so. Clinton's returns show she and former President Clinton had more than $100 million in income over the past 8 years. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
The returns cover the years 2000 to 2006. For 2007, the Clintons got an extension on filing their taxes, so the campaign put out estimated numbers. The Clintons had led a middle-class life in Arkansas before Bill Clinton became president. In 2000, his last year as president, their income was $357,000. But the following year, with book deals for both and speaking engagements for him, the Clintons' income shot up to nearly $16 million. It's been up and down since then, but the campaign says their 2007 income is about $20.4 million. The Clintons have made money in investments, including several overseas and hedge funds, but overall, 47% of their income has come from Bill Clinton's paid speeches. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR. Texas child welfare officials are trying to place some teenaged girls into foster homes today. They were taken from the compound of a secretive religious group in the western part of the state. It's a branch of the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The group believes in marrying underage girls to much older men, often who have several wives. Stocks were little changed on Friday, but posted gains for the week. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports.
The stock market didn't fare too poorly Friday under the circumstances. Before trading started, the Labor Department issued a bleak March employment report showing a sharp uptick in the unemployment rate and bigger than expected job losses. But investors largely took the numbers in stride, perhaps in the belief that the weak trend will assure further Federal Reserve interest rate cuts. Although the Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped by about 0.8%, broader indices rose. The NASDAQ composite climbed nearly 0.3%. For the week, all the major indices posted strong gains, largely on the strength of a Tuesday upsurge to start the second quarter. The Dow was up 3.2%, the S&P 500 4.2%, and the NASDAQ 4.9%. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
The French Navy is following a yacht taken over yesterday by Somali pirates. A military spokesman says French troops have not tried to intercept it. 30 crew members are believed to be hostage. The spokesman says the situation requires a specialized approach. Several high-profile kidnappings and acts of piracy have occurred in and near Somalia. Abductors demand high ransoms but are said to generally treat captives well. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.